Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, recruiting, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Today's question comes from Umer Durrani, and he asks, how to generate leads for your primary business? Well, a couple things. One, My big suggestion is to learn how to generate leads first versus generate leads for your primary business. If you learn how to generate leads, then you can generate leads for anything. And my suggestion with generating leads that you might be able to turn into your primary business is to create content. Create content. And that could be videos, could be Periscopes, could be podcasts, could be articles, could be whatever. Create free content that you can put out there on social media. You can start to build a little email list that you send to that email list. And creating free content has been the key, the number one ingredient for us building our multiple seven-figure coaching and training business and earning over $1 million in network marketing commissions at the same time. Okay, so my big suggestion is create free content. Now, you may be asking yourself, what kind of free content? My suggestion is whatever you can talk about consistently. So if you're in a health and wellness company, this is a very common question. People say, I'm in health and wellness. Should I talk about health and wellness? Should I talk about network marketing? Should I talk about home business? What should I talk about? You should talk about whatever you can most consistently. So if you love health and wellness topics and you could just talk about that till you're blue in the face, then that's the kind of content you should creating. If you just happen to be in a health and wellness company, but you don't really care that much about health and wellness, but you love talking about network marketing, then talk about network marketing. And what you're doing is you're just generating the lead by having a call to action. And that could be to email you if you'd like to connect. It could be, hey, if I can help you in any way, feel free to shoot me an email. Or if you have, you know, if you do a little bit of work and create a capture page, you could push them to a giveaway. And so there you go. My big suggestion here, and not that you have to become a blogger necessarily, although that is my number one source of leads, I would highly suggest you go through my training at rayhigdon.com/blogging. I'm not a big fan of talking about your company because typically you ruin the end of the movie. So if people see that you're talking about whatever company that you're in, all they usually do is just Google that company, find something negative, and they never reach out to you. So I like the idea of raising curiosity versus resistance, not telling them the end of the movie, but instead making them curious to want to know more. So I don't typically talk about my network marketing company. That's just my style. That's what I suggest. So hopefully that helps you out, Umer, and everyone else listening. And again, if you want to learn how to create content that attracts leads to you, you might want to check out my training at rayhigdon.com/blogging. And there you go, my friends. We'll talk to you in the next podcast. Bye for now.